7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wow, 7:35, so close and yet so far. That time is obviously, it's close, but it's still 5 minutes off, so it doesn't count for anything. Oh, it's so sad. But the actual time is a very happy time. What time is it? It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I am your chairman, and I am the guy pouring the tea. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, there's only one way to find out, and that is by drinking it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's so good. It's so crazy. What is it? It's Jinjin Mei. Yeah, I was drinking Dahong Pao yesterday. And last night I was on like the third infusion. I'm like, wow, this is really good. It's starting to get floral and weird. And yay, it's so good. And I'm so happy. But this morning when I woke up, I said to myself, self, I think it's Jinjin Mei Day. And I was right. Yay! I like it when I'm right, because I'm so often wrong. All right, so, what are we doing? Well, I'm not sure. It looks a little bit sketchy out there, but we gotta get out of the car. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, right now we're kind of good, but we need to get into wind cover immediately. The weather's a little sketchy today. We're in danger zone city. And where are we? We're at the creek. I'm gonna walk down into the creek and check for some golf balls. See if we can find any golf balls. See if anybody's been golfing today. And yeah, I can see somebody on our tee across the creek before we even get down there. Okay, that's fine. All right, so what's the weather like? Well, today is very, very windy, but it's coming in gusts. And so I'm hoping if we get down in the creek, but yeah, it looks like, which way is the wind blowing? I don't even know. Okay, we're gonna sort of sneak in here. And if you're wondering, yes, I did come down here last night. And oh boy, I had a pretty good night last night. I found a pink ball, a pink Callaway matte finish. That's my first pink Callaway. Now I have every color of Callaway except blue. I don't even know if they make a blue. All right, so these people are working their way to the hole. Okay, I think we're good to go down there. I'm not real hopeful that we're gonna find a lot since we were so good yesterday. I found a couple of white ones yesterday too. And I found a yellow. I had to do some cliff climbing last night, but I did score a few nice golf balls. I found a yellow, what was it? I don't remember, but it was another one of those nacre balls. It was nacreous. It had a nacrescent finish. Oh, and the pink ball I found, the pink Callaway, it's not a boob ball. It's the first pink ball that I have that isn't Save the Boobies, which is just a miracle in my book. All right, so as I'm looking around, I'm looking on the opposite bank, not seeing much of anything. Oh, and this is interesting. I think somebody has been here looking for golf balls because, let's get down into the creek bed, because some of those golf balls that were on the opposite bank in the mud that are inaccessible are now gone. Yes, they are gone. But then why is that one still there? The one that's up on the bank a ways. And why is that one still here? Oh, and there's a ball that we could get. It's a white ball. It's in the middle of the creek. See, if somebody was able to get those, then why didn't they get that one? Or any of the ones that are in the water here. See, there's still one, two, three. There's three white golf balls, not even 2 meters away from me. But I am separated from them by water. A little bit of water that I can't get through. So let's make our way up and over. Whoa! Somebody has been down here. Somebody has stepped on my stick and moved it and ruined it. And do I really want to get that golf ball? No, it's halfway in the mud. Now I gotta turn around. How am I gonna turn around? I'm in a predicament. Ooh. Somehow I managed to get out of it. Okay, so yeah, there are some golf balls, but they're all just white, boring golf balls. One, two, three, four, five that I can see. There could be a couple more, but should I bother even looking? Yeah, because every time I put in the extra effort, that's when I find the weird golf ball. So we're gonna go back the way we came, jump over the water there, and we're gonna climb back up on the bank. So yeah, it's windy. We've got gusts of wind, massive gusts of wind every once in a while, but we still got people playing golf, so that's good. And the other thing is that it's really, really hot. It's going to hit unsafe temperatures for our little Tobster today pretty quickly. It's already, yeah, it's 22, 23 degrees Celsius right now. It's a good 70, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. It's deceptive. It's dangerous. Because the wind's blowing, it seems like it might be a little bit cooler than it really is. And that's when things get dangerous for Tobe. So I'm looking up and down the creek, looking for any more golf balls. And I get the feeling that we're not going to find anything today, which is fine. We scored pretty big yesterday. So I'm going to walk upstream along the bank here a little bit, just to take a look around at other stuff. Like maybe there's some oh, I just remember what else I was going to tell you. Like maybe there's some marmots. But that's not what I was going to say. Two things. Yesterday, you know, that pink ball that I found and stuff, it was up on the cliff. And so I had to do some cliff climbing. You know, and I've got those techniques down now, you know, no problem, right? So I did all that to get the ball. And now, this morning, today, is it noon? I don't know what time it is, local time. My hand hurts. Why does my hand hurt? At first I thought maybe I slept on it weird. You know, maybe I rolled over on my hand and, well, that could have happened. But I'm also kind of wondering if I messed my hand up when I was swinging from all the trees doing all the cliff climbing yesterday. But anyway, when I was doing the cliff business yesterday, and I was on the other side of the creek, Orive Gauche, I thought, oh, I better check all this area out. And so I was walking along the opposite bank a little bit, and I saw something. I said, oh, there's a golf ball. There's a dirty golf ball leaning up against the base of that tree. And so I thought, oh yeah, I'll just grab it because it's easy to get. So I went over there and I bent down to grab the dirty golf ball, and it was not a dirty golf ball. It was a mushroom. And there was two other little mushrooms by it. I don't know what kind of mushrooms they were. Some kind of Coprinus, probably large Coprinus. Oh, there's a bumblebee. Hi, Mr. Bumblebee. Man, my hand does hurt. What is up with my hand? And so I saw three mushrooms, which is really weird, because I would not expect any. Speaking of mushrooms, I'm now standing on the bank looking into the mushroom area that's on the other side of the creek. And there's a golf ball down in the water down there. Nobody hit a golf ball that far. Somebody was down here, found a golf ball, picked it up or threw it. And that's how that golf ball got there. So anyway, oh, what was that smell? Hey, is there a dude down here? There's another golf ball. Another one's none that nobody hit. Nobody hit that golf ball that far. Somebody threw it there. I just smelled something. Which way is the wind blowing? The wind's blowing my back. I'm turning around. So anyway, I found some mushrooms, which got me thinking about mushrooms. We're going to have a very late morel season this year. Is that a marmot den over there? Maybe. I don't see any mutties. We're going to be having a late morel season, but I think we've about hit the right conditions, ground cover wise and everything, ground temperatures. What we need now is some good, steady, long rains. And then morels should be popping. And when I was looking at the Weather Channel last night, they said it was going to rain tomorrow. But I don't know. Maybe. Storm might be coming. I sure hope so. But I think it's time to do something else. Not much going on in the creek today. Not much happening. So where's that little patch cable I have? Where's my little patch cable? Wind's picking up. Let's plug in the old magic music machine so you can listen to some music. Let me hit shuffle. It's random music time.
Ooh, 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 dog. People think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy? Sometimes I wanna say to myself, sometimes I say,
so we have a little classic Stones there for you today. That'll work. I hope Bob J is listening, because how are we going to have Dubious Goals Committee without some Stones here and there? Yes, I have to agree. All right. Well, as I sit here, I'm going to need to take a sip of cold beverage. I can't drink tea right now. Because even though we were only out there for 10 minutes or less, I am starting to break out a little bit. Got little dots of cholinergic urticaria popping up. Oh, and look who just arrived. It's Peppa, the sleepy face baby. Hello, sleepy face cat. Why is this cat looking so sleepy? Because somebody's been sleeping. Oh, it's going to be a hot day, so... Not only did I grab this cold mango-flavored cola soft drink beverage, I also checked to make sure that my air conditioner will come on if the interior of my house hits 23 degrees Celsius. Yes, it's danger zone day. So now I'm kind of wondering, what am I going to eat for lunch? I don't know. It's weird, because last night at about 3 a.m., I started having weird cravings for food. and suddenly I wanted Chinese food. And as soon as I started thinking about Chinese food, I started thinking about all the nearby Chinese restaurants that aren't open at 3 a.m. And it's not that I was actually hungry. I was just sort of thinking, like, what do I feel like doing? What do I want to do? Okay, well, all right, hold on a second. Before I continue on with this story, we have to get the kitty business pit ready, because the cat is headbutting me. And that is the behavior indicator for time to do kitty business. So let me assemble the kitty business pit. Yeah, which means I gotta reposition myself, and there we go. Pull the blanket up above my legs. Okay, here you go. All right, so the cat is now in the kitty business pit, which means that we can now try to do this thing that I want to do. I managed to find my little amplifier. It was in the car, because I was using it to listen to LED signs, which is something else that we got to go out and do again real soon. Now that the weather's warmed up, we can go out late at night, and we can get some signs. But before we do that, I'm hooking up the Bit Collider, the little tiny Bit Collider, because I'm hoping that I can finally play for you what this thing has been doing. So I've got the Bit Collider plugged into my little homemade amplifier, which is in turn plugged into a little speaker, which at one point in time was one of a pair of computer speakers that I bought in a pawn shop and modified for my own use. So let's turn on the Bit Collider, and now let's turn on the amplifier. Here we go. Is it gonna work? No. Not at all. Why does this not work? Let's shine a light down the tube. No difference whatsoever. Why does this not work? Somebody just turn that noise off. Oh, you don't like that noise, Peppa? Is that annoying noise for you? Yes, kitties don't like it. Just trust me when I say this is one of the greatest things I've ever done, but you're never going to be able to hear it for whatever technical reasons that I can't exactly figure out. Oh, what is the secret? What's it going to take to get this to work? Will we ever know? I don't think... Who can we ask? Who do we ask all of our questions of? To whom must we ask the mysterious questions in life? Like, how do I make this work? And how do I get my shirt so clean, Mr. Lee?
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Nyanpasu,
that's right. Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee would know. How can we convince Mr. Lee to teach us how to use a brontifier properly? Oh, I have no idea. I wish I could get this thing to work. You should hear this. It's the coolest sound ever. And you know, now I'm starting to wonder, what good does it do me to have such cool sounds? Am I going to be able to perform this particular sound live? Am I going to be able to plug it into anything? I don't know. I'm going to have to start experimenting with that. I'm going to have to start plugging things into mixers and PAs, and I don't know. This is so annoying. I don't know what to do. And I hate it when I don't know what to do.
Look at the pretty light. Maybe we can make them spell something.
How about General Ledoon is a dope?
What was that again, Werner?
How about General...
Come on.
Oh, fuzzy want... little comet.
Try again.
How about General Lejeune is a dope?
Oh, Werner, you're such a clown.
And the scientists began to flip the switches to try to spell words on the light panel. As a result, the United States made one of the strangest multiple launches ever recorded.
Rocket
Unfortunately,
sounds.
They all had one thing in common. They were all...
We may as well start from the top.
Okay, fine. Yeah, see, one guy screws up, throws everybody else off, Everybody starts laughing. Oh, jeez. And the next thing you know, you get the banana cha-cha. How do you spell banana cha-cha anyway? Oh, yeah. I knew it was something like that. I can never remember if it's B-T-B-T-B. No, right. It's B-N-B. Wait. Oh, I almost had that. Maybe we should play that again. Just kidding. But I do love to fight.
わな
right. All right. I do like a good fight. No, I don't. I'm a pacifist. I'm not a violent person. I'm a person who believes in... I believe in drinking tea. Drink lots of tea. And eat a hamburger every once in a while. Not all the time, just every once in a while. What else should you eat? Tacos? Oh my God, is that what I want today? Do I want tacos today? I don't know. It might be too hot. I'm going to have to eat some kind of cool food today. I need like a cold sandwich or something to eat, or perhaps some cold gazpacho soup. I don't know. But there's one more thing I got to do. This is going to be one of those things that if I don't do it, it's going to make me crazy. So we got to go back to Mr. Lee. I feel like I need to do this. Come on.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. We need more...
Yes, we need more nyampasu. Ancient Chinese secret, huh? Yeah, I kind of wanted to edit that up and make it a little bit crazier, but... it's just not going to work out. I know what you're thinking. There's people in the committee listening right now who are wondering, hey, baby, you got nyampasu Vietnam? Can it be done?
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin'. Where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all
over you.
Hey,
baby, you got gone past Vietnam,
not just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny, me love you long time. You pony?
Yeah, we might party.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work. I'm going to need to spend a lot of time with some heavy editing software if that's going to happen. And I don't have the computer for that. I'm so sorry. So that's not going to happen today. But maybe, just maybe, someday in the near future, we can put together some full metal nyampasu. Yeah, maybe. Because, come on, that's what we do here on the Dubious Nyampasu Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go find something to eat, so I'll catch you kitty cats later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.